we all struggle with inadequacy. I think shame is hell's greatest weapon against us to erode our confidence.
We all have certain weaknesses, don't we? But through them, we can grow stronger. Recording artist Jason Gray, who has a speech handicap, explains how God can use our inadequacies for His glory.
I think we are always tempted to bring the Lord our strengths. We think that that's what He wants. Here, Lord, I'm good at this. I'm gifted with this, so I give it to You. And that's good. That's a good thing to do. I think it's honoring. But I think He's also waiting for us to bring Him our weaknesses. And I think He gets His best work done through our weaknesses.
Jason says he's often inspired by the most broken of people.
When I meet weak, broken people, I'm always impressed by God's grace at work in their lives. And that's why I think that God prefers to use broken, unlikely, weak people, because He gets the most glory that way. He gets to show off. And so those of us who feel inadequate, I would hope that I could offer you some assurance that that's okay. That might be exactly what the Lord wants to use.
Jason says we all feel vulnerable sometimes, but we need to move beyond that feeling.
Our weaknesses, the things that we feel inadequate about, makes us a safe place for others. It makes it so others feel like they can be vulnerable and honest around us. I used to think my speech handicap was a great hindrance, and I'm grateful to have discovered that it's one of the great blessings of my life. It's hard for me to order a pizza over the phone. That's a drag, but it buys me this access to people's hearts and their vulnerabilities that I wouldn't have otherwise.
So be transparent, even in your weaknesses. God can use them for His glory. I'm Steve Douglas, and that's today's Lighthouse Report.